Blog Talk Radio.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blaze. I melt down tracks, stacks, reels, and sleeves. Hit the studio, jars of bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That don't hold me back. I roll with y'all cats, told Mac the rat. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all flame, streets y'all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie could repeat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit it the same. Why you can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with speed? Yeah, the truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth, BC. Y'all know who I be. I be the truth. When I speak, they'll set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth, BC. Y'all know who I be. I be the truth. When I speak, they'll set you free. Ain't nothing changed with Sieg. I'm still stuck in the kitchen. So what I'm signed? That's fine. Still stuck in position. Know me well. Couple court cases from jail. Couple shells from hell. Stuck on this mission. Go home, my girl fussing. Won't you change your life? I'm thinking. Won't I change my wife? Ignorant. Passing. Like the rap. It's just another hustle. Another way for to touch you. Now they know the face that beams. Now they see my face on screens. And I ain't even chased this dream. I feel sorry for those who did. Y'all can't stop the war. Whether rock or roar, I'm slinging in a rock below. Know what block I'm on. And palm, you wanna get karate chopped. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Y'all know who I be. I be the truth. When I speak, they'll set you free. The truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what I'm bringing to you. I bring the truth. Y'all know who I be. I be the truth. When I speak, they'll set you free. Black Friday, man.
Shalom, and welcome to another edition of The Truth in PDX, right here on blogtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Bishop Yahweh Sopkow, the Israelite Church of God in Jesus Christ, Portland, Oregon, Division. And my co-host, please introduce yourself.
But you're through, Alphalon.
And right now, you tuned again to The Truth in PDX right here on blogtalkradio.com every Saturday evening from 9 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Pacific time, midnight to 12:30 a.m. Eastern time, and I think 8 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Before we get into tonight's show, I want to say shalom, peace, and blessings, and salutations to the leadership structure of the nation of Israel. First, starting off with the Holy God, Saint Comfort, the Holy Apostle, Shreve, Priest, Isaac, Zadok. I want to say shalom. I want to say shalom to the Holy Apostles, Holy Apostle, Shreve, Priest, Ariyah, and Holy Apostle, Shreve, Priest, Shar. I want to say shalom to the Order of the 12 Apostles. I want to say shalom to the Comforters, 42 Chief Priests. Say shalom to the holy women and elect ladies of the nation of Israel. I want to say shalom to the Comforters, 42 chief priests. I think I got them. I'll make sure I got them, but shalom. I want to say shalom to the chief bishop and bishops of state, city, boroughs, departments, and units. I want to say shalom to the army of Israel. Starting off with the major 13 shield general, all shields and generals. I want to say shalom to the captains, to the officers, to the New Hebrew Academy, to the Young Men's and Young Women's Academy. I want to say shalom to the sisters of the nation, the daughters of Zion. And last but not least, I want to say shalom to our children in the nation, the prince and princesses of the nation of Israel, those that are destined to make it to the kingdom of God. Tonight's topic is we were chosen from the womb. Again, tonight's topic is we were chosen from the womb. And let me make sure. All right, you just about ready?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, you ready? You ready to rock and roll?
Kind of.
Okay. All right. Now let's start off with Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10, and just pause after each verse, please.
Jeremiah chapter 4.
Chapter 1, verse 4.
Wonderful. Okay. Verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
come on.
Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations.
Again, this is not only does this go to the prophet Jeremiah, it goes to the believers in the nation of Israel. Meaning before the Lord God formed all the believers within the nation of Israel, he knew us. He knew exactly who we were and what our destiny was going to be and what our instructions were once we got here on earth, because he gave them to us. And before we was even born, the Lord ordained us in the womb prophets and to be prophets unto the nations. And you know that this is not just talking about men, the brothers, because if you saw the YouTube clip of the Holy Ghost and Comforter speaking and prophesying outside of the White House, you saw it was both men and women prophesying destruction and downfall of America and its government and its kingdom. Many, it is finished. So again, it's not a man thing. Understand that? You always have women prophets throughout our history. Come on.
Verse 6. Then said I, Thou, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child.
So now the prophet Jeremiah, like, you know, most of us in the nation of Israel, started coming up with excuses. I'm not ready, Lord. You want me to prophesy unto the nations? Lord, I'm not ready. Just a child. I'm a young man. I can't speak. I don't know what to say. Listen, when the Lord tells you you got to do something, you're supposed to understand that if God is telling me to do it, then I must be ready. In my mind, I don't think I'm ready, but if God is telling me to do this, I must be ready. And if God is telling me to do this, then it can be done. And it's going to get done with the power of God, along with your works and your faith, brothers and sisters. With no doubt, put doubt aside. Come on.
Verse 7. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak.
You see that? Brothers and sisters, all we got to do is follow the orders. God said, whatever he commands us to speak, you speak that. And right now, the commandment to all the units is to speak repentance. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And explain to the brothers and sisters out and about why they should repent with the scriptures that was given to us by the Holy Ghost and Comforter. And what they should be repenting for. Then after that, they want more information. If you got them on the hook and you reeling them in with the bait, you tell them, look, call the number on the flyer, come to class, and keep it moving. But we got to follow the orders. Because remember, the Holy Ghost can comfort the shoulders in the scriptures. If you don't follow the orders of God when it comes to preaching this message, then you can be put out the nation. Come on.
Verse 9. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth.
See that? The prophet Jeremiah said, I don't know what to say, Lord. I'm a young man. I don't know what to say. Lord, touch his mouth. Someone put the words in your mouth. And a lot of time, if you brothers and sisters are out there gathering fruit, that's what be happening. You're not quite sure what to say. You start speaking, and then Lord, you're putting the words in your mouth. All we got to do is just be the vessels, brothers and sisters. Stop asking a whole lot of questions. Not, you know, you can ask questions in class. You're supposed to ask questions in class. That's participation. I'm talking about stop questioning the orders on why things are being done, why this got to be done, why that got to be done, why it's being done this way. Just follow the orders. And stop leaning to your own understanding, brothers and sisters. We do that a lot, too. You understand that? Mind and hide things and all that. Listen, just follow the order. And the Lord's going to help you. He's going to help you. He wants to see you win, too. We all want to see us win. But especially God wants to see us win. Come on.
So I can skip verse 8.
Okay. Get verse 8?
John, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's read it.
Yes, sir. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord.
Again, the Lord said, don't be afraid of their faces. He says, I am with you to deliver you. That's what God is saying. And a lot of times, you know, we be out and about doing unit work, be looking all crazy. A lot of people can make their faces look. They do that on purpose so you don't come up to them. Man, listen, forget about how their face look. You go right up to them. Got a fly for you, brother, sister. You know what I'm saying? That's just, and you see their face straighten right up, too. What's going on? Oh, okay, all right. Come on.
Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, Behold, I have put my words in thy mouth.
Again, the Lord's going to put his words in our mouths. We ain't got to worry. Stop worrying, brothers and sisters. Come on.
Verse 10. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
Brothers and sisters, this is going to happen. The Lord is going to put us over nations and over kingdoms, and we're going to root out all wickedness. We're going to pull down the strongholds and everything that exalts itself against God. You understand? We're going to destroy all the idols and the false gods. We're going to throw down all wickedness, all the temples of this god and that god. And then we're going to build up new churches, new temples. And we're going to plant righteous seeds in good ground. You're going to see this done, brothers and sisters. You're going to be doing it, brothers and sisters. Following orders. Just keep being righteous, keeping God's commandments, paying your tithes and offering, supporting your nation, and watch it before your eyes. Let's go from there. Let's get Isaiah chapter 44, verse 2.
Isaiah chapter 44. And verse 2. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street.
Isaiah chapter 44, verse 2.
Ooh. No, sir. That's 42. Isaiah chapter 44, verse 2. Slaki. Thus saith the Lord that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee.
You see that? God said, not me, not Yahusha. God said that the Lord is going to help you.
Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jerusalem, whom I have chosen.
You see that, brothers and sisters? It says, the Lord is going to help you, and it says, fear not. Stop being afraid. Stop worrying. You understand that? Get the fear and doubt out of your mind. It says, why? Because the Lord has chosen you. Again, what is the topic of tonight's show? We were chosen from the womb. Cast that fear, cast that doubt out of your mind. You understand that? We're going to show you the scripture why you need to do that. But let's get Galatians chapter 1 and verse 15.
But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace.
You see that? By the grace of God, we were called. You understand that? And listen, when God called you, you got to come, brothers and sisters. Listen, how disrespectful is it for your parents to call you, young men, young women, and you don't come? You get fussed out. You keep it up, some of you get brought to counsel. Now, how much more disrespectful on a million, zillion time level when God calls you and you don't come? So, brothers and sisters, if God chose you, you got to come. You got to do what he wants you to do. You know what I'm saying? You got to be that living sacrifice. Let's get that Romans chapter 11, verse 1, please.
I say then, has God cast away his people?
Hold on. That's the wrong. Was that Romans? Was it Romans 1? Excuse me, brothers and sisters. 12. There you go. 12:1. Romans 12:1. Slack your congregation, brothers and sisters.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
You see that, brothers and sisters? It says that we must present our bodies a living sacrifice. Again, a sacrifice that's alive, usually a sacrifice, you know, gets killed, gets slaughtered, gets burnt. But we got to be a sacrifice that's alive. Meaning, our lives, our lifestyles, our livelihood has to be sacrificed for God's greater use, for God's greater gain. Now, you're free to live your life according to the laws of God. But when God calls you, you got to drop everything. And if God is saying that you need to be in Sabbath service half the day, all day, and you can't do what everybody else is doing on a Saturday during the day, then so be it. That's what it is. If God says that you have to be in the sanctuary on a Friday night and you can't be out doing what everybody else is doing on a Friday night or what you used to do on a Friday night, then so be it. You got to follow the orders, follow the instructions. It's for your better good. It's for your betterment. You understand that? You ain't missing nothing but sin, wickedness, evilness, dirt, crime, corruption, madness, lasciviousness. That's all. You ain't missing nothing. Did the Lord say pay your tithes 10% of your earnings for the tithes, another 10% for the Passover tithe, priest funds? Then do it. Do it. So what, you won't be able to go to Starbucks every day? Damn, you got to go every day? I mean, you go to Starbucks 5 days out of the week. That's, what's that, $25? That's your priest fund right there. Stop it. God know what he's doing, man. Go to Supermarket and get you some coffee. Make it just like Starbucks. Go online and search the recipe. Starbucks blend coffee. Let me show you how they make that stuff. I watch them, too. I don't see nothing special about that coffee. I'll be right up in there watching. Okay, regular carton of milk, same milk I get from the supermarket. Okay, I see him opening up the beans and doing it and steaming up the milk. I mean, well, what's the deal? You know, I like their strawberry frappuccinos or whatever, but I can make a bomb strawberry milkshake at the house. You know what I mean? Hell, I can get me a whole gallon of ice cream for $5. The whole family got at Starbucks. Some strawberry syrup, some hot milk. Man, you must be crazy. Starbucks. I'm a star boy. What you talking about? shout out to the weekend right there. We in Galatians?
Romans 12 and 1.
I mean, okay, do we go to Galatians 1 and 15 yet?
Constant.
Okay. I brought out about a minute ago how you got to cast off fear, cast off doubt. This is why. Let's get Revelation chapter 21 and verse 7 and verse 8. This is why you got to cast out all doubt.
He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God. And he shall be my son. Verse 8.
You see that, brothers and sisters? He that overcometh. Overcometh what? Overcometh this world, this evil, wicked world. You understand that? Overcometh eventually this flesh. He said, shall inherit all things. What are the things that we're trying to inherit? The kingdom of God. That's the focus. That's always the focus. You know what I'm saying? That's past you wanting a nice house, a nice car, a nice paying job, and peace and quiet. That's beyond that. Your focus, your goal is supposed to be the kingdom of God always. Your children's focus and goal is supposed to be to make it to the kingdom of God. And if that's not the focus in your household, everybody making it to the kingdom of God, then you ain't got your priorities together. You ain't got your priorities right. Well, you know, well, in my family, the goal is to make it to great adventures. Okay, you want to pay $75 a person to stand in line for an hour, to be scared to death and rattled and shaking around. Talking about the best time of your life. You're taking a selfie and a damn phone fly out your hand on the roller coaster. Come on, man. The goal is to make it to the kingdom. The family goal is to make it to the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
Now, if you happen to go to Great Adventures, then that's cool. You know, make sure you get a Groupon or whatever, you know. I ain't hating no Great Adventure, but, I mean, that ain't supposed to just be your focus. You know what I mean? The family's focus and goal is supposed to be kingdom of God. Come on.
Verse 8. But the fearful and unbelieving and abominable.
Okay, stop. Right here. It says, but the fearful. Again, you fearful. You're afraid to pay your tithes and offerings. You're afraid to go out and do unit work. You're afraid to stand up to the devil. As I rebuke you in the name of the Almighty God. You're afraid to wear your garment out in public. You're afraid. You're afraid to tell your family that you don't celebrate Christmas. You don't celebrate New Year's. You don't celebrate Thanksgiving. You don't celebrate Mother's Day. You don't celebrate Father's Day. You're afraid. You're afraid to tell your associates not to smoke in your house or use drugs in front of you. When you're in that mindset, the next thing is what? It says, an unbelieving. Because you can't be a believer. You're afraid. You're afraid. You forgot that you was chosen from the womb. You understand that? You forgot you ain't a little child no more. You forgot that God is with you. He's fighting with you, fighting for you, fighting alongside of you, aiding you, abetting you. You forgot. I always remember that, brothers and sisters. We were chosen from the womb. With that, I want to say thank you for supporting our show and listening to our show. I want to say shalom to your brothers and sisters in Minneapolis, Omaha, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Florida, all throughout the areas, Baltimore, that support this show. God bless you. Good night. And until next Saturday, you tune into The Truth in PDX. Shalom.
I hope you got an extra mic and a fireproof booth, cause you know I'm known to melt a wire too. You need a fire engineer when I lay this blaze. I melt down tracks, stacks, reels, and slaves. Hit the studio, jars and bars to blow. BC go with that arsenic flow. That don't hold me back. I roll with y'all cats, told Matt the rat. Y'all don't realize y'all released the beast untamed. Speech all flame, streets y'all blame. It should be an honor for y'all to speak my name. I could go before your auntie could beat my game. Gotta laugh, don't act like you spit it the same. Why you can't get in the game? I come from high school and go straight to the league. Who you know who can spit it with speed? Yeah, the truth. Every time I step in the booth, I speak the truth. Y'all know what.